Okay, the date is November 4th, 2019, and the topic is lefties in halacha. I guess the reason why I picked this topic was I have a son, my second son-in-law, Ashkenazi and lefty, and when he was sitting next to me, standing next to me, I guess over Sukkos, while I was holding my lulav in my right hand, he was holding his lulav in his left hand. So I just wanted to see what else there were differences between righties and lefties. And so I came across a pamphlet written by Rav Pesach Krohn, who summarized really many of the points mentioned in a Kuntres Ishitar by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and also added in some, there were these Kuntres Itar Yad by the Debrecina Rav, Rav Moshe Stern, where he had five chuvos in his chuvos Be'er Moshe, which had to do dealt with this topic. But mainly, I just focused mainly on Rav Pesach Krohn's summary. He had a son that was bar mitzvahed and was a lefty, and in honor of that bar mitzvah, he wrote that that summary up. So let's look at source one. There, the Shulchan Aruch says that kol davar shemavarech alav la'achlo olareich bo. If you're going to eat an apple, so when you make your bracha, you shouldn't have the apple on the table and make your bracha. You should actually pick up the apple in your right hand. So when you are holding on to an object that you're going to make a bracha on, it should be done in your right hand. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Atam yishum chashibus," and then the Mishnah Berurah continues and quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Magen Avraham that says, what about a lefty? What should a lefty do in these situations? So the lefty actually should reverse it, and he should be holding the apple or the chepzah shel mitzvah in his left hand, because that's showing more chashivas to the object if he's holding it in his more prominent hand. Bitur yad azlinen basa yamin usmol didei v'lo basa de'alma. And v'chein v'chol bracha shemavarach al eza mitzvah yeshul achaz adava biyad yimino b'shaz bracha. So again, if a righty is using a kosher bracha, he should hold it in his right hand. A lefty, according to this opinion, should be holding the kosher bracha in his left hand. What about the lulav? So why was I holding, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says in source 3, Yito agudra biyado hayemanit, I should hold my lulav in my right hand. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in source 4, it says, why the right hand? Dahani tlasa mitzvah ve'esrukhada. Since there is the lulav, there's an igud, and there is tied with it, are the hadasim and the ravo. So they have three out of the four minim are together. So then hold the three out of the four in your more prominent hand, in my right hand. And the esrog then would go, which is just one, would go in my left hand. What about lefties when it comes to lulav and esrog? So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch, since the machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says that he usually still keeps the prominence to the right hand for most things, for even for a lefty. And it's just the we saw the Mishnah Berurah quoting there Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Magen Avraham. And with the Mishnah, he's going to say that the lefty then should use his left hand to show prominence with his left hand on these mitzvah articles. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, what about the lulav? It says, Itar nota lulav biyamin kol adam, vesrog bismol kol adam. He holds it the same way as everyone else. The basa yamin usmol da'alma azlinan. Because you're going to go according to the right and left of just the rest of the world. And even for a lefty. Why v'lo basa yamin usmol didei? How? Why? Let's look at source 6. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Shulchan Aruch's reasons, and he says he makes a distinction between deraisas and derabanans, and he wants to say the dafka tefillin, because we're going to come up to tefillin. Everyone will see the Gemara, and we'll see that we know that a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand. So he says on tefillin shu deraisa, So then a lefty, in Iter Azel Basu Yamindi Day. So he's going to put it on his right hand.
Which is his left.
Which is correct. Aval Lulav, the Netilasu Biyamin, Hudurabanan. We're only holding the Lulav in our right hand. Is really, it's not a Din D'oraisa, it's just a Din D'rabbanan. Mishun Chashivusa. Again, we used to show, you know, Chashivus to the three against one, Ba'amad Yesh, but Tlasa Mitzvah. You know, because that's three mitzvahs to show chashivas. That's a din d'rabbanan. Hold it in your right hand. Ituhu kachol adam. Then a lefty is like everyone else, and he shouldn't, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he should not switch hands. But the yesh omrim, the sover zina basid didei, come over its villain. But the yesh omrim, which we're going to see, is the Ramah. He's quoting the yesh omrim. He's going to say switch it, and he's quoting the Rush, Rabbeinu Rucham, the Mari Vayel, Hagav V'yesh Omrim in source 5, and we'll get to your question. V'yesh Lit, that an Itor, right, is going to Litol Alulav B'yamin Didei, V'esrog B'smol Didei, that it really goes on to the person himself, and therefore, V'chein Nagu V'chein Igor. So according to the Ramah, a lefty who should show prominence to the mitzvos with his left hand, and therefore my son-in-law held his lulav in his, because he wants to hold the three in his more prominent hand, and he held it in his left hand, while a righty would show more prominence to the chepsa shel mitzvah in his right hand. Yes. I didn't understand it either. I didn't understand it.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. I would have looked at maybe our next sources and maybe looked at the reasons of tefillin and then see if they apply. Or is it just special for tefillin? I thought that might he's just saying most of the time, I guess the Shulchan Aruch is saying, right, we'll see, the Torah is going to give prominence to the right. And so therefore, most people hold it, and lefties included, hold the bar mitzvah with their right hand. And tefillin is just a yotzev dofen, and we'll see, yad peha, or, you know, kshira ksiva, there'll be a certain reason. That's what I would have wanted the Mishnah Berurah to say, as opposed to d'oraisa d'rabbanan. I would have wanted him to say that, which I think then makes sense. I think that I can explain the Shulchan Aruch that way. The source 7, just for completeness sakes, when it comes to the lefty and the lulav, which was our first case. So he, my son-in-law, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, he held his lulav in his left hand, but he did not switch the hadasim and the aravos. We know the hadasim are, we'll see here, gavoa yoter in source 7, the hadasim, and also the hadasim, hadasar chlicho biyamin halulav, arava mismolo. So, and he says it's alpi ha-kabbalah. So we should have the hadasim higher and to the right. So, and the Mishnah Berurah then says, v'itur yad, doesn't switch it. When it comes to this hadas and a rav on right or left, you should keep the hadas on the right, and he doesn't switch. So he held the lulav in his left hand, but he kept the hadasim to the right and the ravas to the left, like the Mishnah Berurah says. But for completeness sakes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vayem b'bikurei Yaakov, which is the Aruch Laner, he has a tshuva where the Aruch Laner says, maybe we should switch the hadasim and their rubber. So you might see someone, a lefty, holding it in his left hand and possibly switching the hadas and the rubber. My son-in-law, who was a lefty, was following the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, held it in his left hand, held the chetzah shel mitzvah in his left hand, his more prominent hand, but did not switch the hadasim and the aravos. Okay, let's look at tefillin. We know that this is the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, and it says Tan Rabbanan Yadcha Zusmo. We should we should place tefillin on our left hand. The Gemara is going to give three reasons why the majority of people should put tefillin on their left hand. The first reason the Gemara gives is wants to say that Yadcha in the Torah means left hand, and he's going to quote three psukim where it's going to say hand and right hand. So let's look at the pasuk on the second line. It says, "Af yadi yisodei aretz." Hashem's hand founded the foundations of the earth. V'minei tafcha shamayim. And with his right hand, he was like, you know, creating shamayim. So it says in the same, so obviously it says hand and then right hand. So obviously when it said hand in the pasuk, it meant left hand. And he quotes two other psukim that way, where it might be just a stam yadcha in Tanakh, might be referring, according to this Amora, might be referring to the left hand. Therefore, in the parsha of Tefillin, where it says, Ukshatam lot al yadcha, you should put it on your left hand. Rav Nassan, the second opinion of the Gemara, says, no, it says in that parsha, there is a smichus, a parsha of tying tefillin and writing mezuzah. Ukshatam lo sal yadecha, and ukshatam mezuzah besecha visharecha. So therefore, it says ukshatam ukshatam, and just like, so therefore, you should tie the tefillin with the hand that you write with. That was Rav Nassan's limud. Maksiva biyamin, afkshira biyamin. And therefore, if you're going to tie the tefillin with your hand that you write with, if you're going to tie the tefillin with your right hand, you can't tie it with your right hand on your right arm. If you're going to be tying the tefillin with your right hand, because that's the hand you write with, according to this limud, you're going to have to put it on your left hand. So that would be the second reason the Gemara gives of why you put tefillin on your left hand, because it has to be tied with the hand that you write with, because of that, because of kshatim uksaftem, and therefore you're tying it with your right hand, it must be placed on your left hand. And then the last reason was Rav Yossi HaChoreim says, when you look in the pasuk and it says, uksham al yadcha, yadcha is not spelled yud dalid chaf sofit, but is spelled with a hey, yud dalid chaf hey, and therefore it could be pronounced yad keha, meaning your weaker hand, and therefore, we should place tefillin on our weaker hand, which for a righty would be on his left arm. So those were the three reasons of the Gemara that says tefillin should be placed on the left arm. The Gemara continues, and what about a lefty? Where should he place his tefillin? So, ita menich tefillin b'imino. He puts his tefillin on his right arm. I didn't look so through the Gemara, but it sounds like for the first reason, it doesn't flow as well of why the lefty should... If it always meant yadcha in the Torah, always meant place on the left hand, so maybe even a lefty. The Torah is saying, do it with your left hand. It doesn't flow as well. But if it meant, according to Rabbi Yosef Koran, the weaker hand, yad keha, then it makes sense why a lefty would switch. Or it's ukshatim uksaftem, then you should tie your tefillin with the hand that you write. A lefty writes with his left hand, so therefore he has to put his tefillin to tie it with his left hand. That means he has to put it on the right hand. So the second two reasons seem to flow a little better with the psak of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, where it says that a lefty puts his tefillin on his right hand. Source 9, we're turning the page. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, V'ita Yimino, Im Ose Komalachto Bismilo, if you're a lefty and you do everything with your left hand, and quickly jump to source 10, what does it mean, everything with your left hand? You have to do everything? So he says, Rove Malachto. What determines, he was talking about, what determines righty or lefty? So the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, Rove Malachto determines if you're a righty or a lefty. What hand do you cut with? What hand do you lift up a heavy object with? What hand do you also write with? Is one of the, what hand would you do an arm wrestle with? You know, just so those would be, if you're doing most of those things with your left hand, then you're considered a lefty. If you're doing most of those things with your right hand, you're considered a righty. So it starts off by saying, if you're doing everything with your left hand, so then you're going to put your tefillin, as the conclusion of the Gemara said, you'll put it on your right arm. The only time ksiva comes in, so for any other halachas that we're going to see, to determine are you a righty or a lefty, you're going to look at rov malachto. So writing would be one of the criteria, but you look at rov. You know, if you do everything with your right hand and only write with your left hand, you're going to be a righty. If you do everything with your left hand but you only write with your right hand, you're going to be the one. I think lefty. You'll be the one that you're doing all your, you know, most of your activities with. And writing will just be one of the criteria that be evaluated. However, by tefillin, which, and again, this can go with the reason of ukshatem ukhsaptem, right? Then there's a suffake. Maybe if that's the reason, then we should give more prominence to determine if you're a righty or lefty just with the halacha of tefillin by which hand you write with. Not which hand you do rove malacha with, but which hand you write with. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the case. It says, what happens if there is a distinction between you do most of your activities with your right hand, but you write with your left hand, or the opposite? You do most of your activities with your left hand, but you write with your right hand. So which one should you do? So he brings down the first Yeshomim. Yeshomim she'anich tefillin biyad shetash koach debi'inan yad keha. His first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is there's no difference between tefillin and the rest of activity, and the rest of halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's determined by which hand you do rove of your malacha with. Tefillin has no special thing. So therefore, if I do most of the things I do with my right hand, even though I write with my left hand, that's not going to be a determining criteria. It's like Kol HaTorah Kula. If I did most with my right, I'll be a righty. And therefore, I'll put my tefillin on, you know, on the opposite hand, like on the left hand. However, he brings another Yesh Omrim, the second Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim Shayat Shekosev Ba, this would be, right, Ba Hi Chashuva Yemin Linyan Zeh Minech Tefillin Biyat Kishenegda. However, the second Yesh Omrim, and this is Haggah, the Ramah says, we pask in this way, V'achi Noog, will give preference only when it comes to tefillin with the hand that you write with. That would be the determining hand. That would determine what's your strong hand. I shouldn't say strong hand, because that would be that. That would be the hand that you write with. And for that second limud that we learned, where it says ukshatem ukhsaptem, so therefore you have to tie a tefillin with the hand that you write with. So therefore a lefty writes with his left hand, so he should tie with his left hand, and you can't tie it on your left hand if you're tying with your left hand, so it must be tied on the right hand. And that would be the determining factor. What about other things, but besides holding a chefsa shel mitzvah? Yes? Yes, I think he a lot of prominence to the first one. Right. I would say prominence. But we see that Ramah...
As far as the Ashkenazi...
Right, and we saw another Sephardi Ashkenazi when it came to holding the lulav, that he did not. Then again, the it seems like the Ramah, or at least not the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura, who quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Magen Avraham, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Rucham, and the Revile, who said, that if you're going to hold a chepsa shel mitzvah, then hold it with your more prominent hand, so that would. Say a lefty should hold those things in his left hand, while it seemed like the Shulchan Aruch just said maybe it's just something special for tefillin, but since the Torah, as we're going to see, gives prominence to the right side of the body, so for all those things, even holding a chepsa shel mitzvah, possibly he would say use your right hand. So what did I say? The Torah gave prominence to the right side of the body. Look at source 11. So I quoted, this is the pasuk where I quoted where the Aaron and his sons were being the Shiva Shemei Meluim, and they were being invested with the kahuna. And so Moshe rubbed the Shemen HaMishchan on Aaron's head, but then they shechted an ayil, and Moshe took the blood from the ayil and put it all, al tunuch ozen hayimanit, va'abon yadam hayimanit, va'abon raglam hayimanit, put it on their right ear, and put it on their right thumb, and put it on their right big toe. I didn't put down, but also by Mitzorah, the Kohen also does the same thing. He takes the blood from his korban and puts it on the Metzora's right ear, right thumb, and right big toe. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says in source 12, Shechem matzinu batorah shehem min chashuv tamid le'inyan bo'en yad v'regel l'chol v'rem shemakti mehem min l'smol. So you're going to see that when the Torah is going to put more prominence to the right side, and therefore there are halachos of, let's say, when a person... The next thing is when a person wants to wash his body, So source 13 says Vesachia Minchila. You should wash your right side first and then your left side. And if you're gonna take a shower of your whole body, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Rosh Tchila, you should start with your head, Mipneshu Melech al Kol Ha'Evarim. So do your head and then give prominence to your right side over your left side. The same thing when it comes to getting dressed, the Yalbish Hayamim Ba'achakach Hasmol. If you're putting on a shirt or a pants leg, put on your right arm. Put your right arm in first. Put your right pants leg in first. You're putting on shoes. We're gonna talk about next. Is also put on your right shoe, and that shows prominence. And I think that's gonna be the same for a righty and for a lefty. It wasn't. So I was talking before that. I was saying it might be that. Everyone, even it seems like the Mishnah Berurah and all the, it says maybe you when you try to show prominence to a chafsa shel mitzvah to something else, maybe that's when use your more prominent hand, and a lefty should use his left hand. But when it came to things, I think on the body itself, the Torah was giving more prominence to the right side. So even I think it came even a lefty should put his right arm first, his right leg in first, his right shoe in. First, the only thing that it comes the difference about getting dressed between righty and lefty comes with tying. So we'll see that the Torah gave preference everything to the right side, and that's why I said you put on your shoes on your right first, and we'll see. However, when it comes to tying, if you look at source 15, there's a Gemara in Chulin that says Vama Rava Bischar She'ama Avram Avinu. When he told the Melech Stone, I'm not even going to take a shoelace, right? Right? So, Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzvos. So, the Jews got two mitzvos. L'chut Shel Tchelet, U'rtzua Shel Tfilin. So, because he used the Shroch Na'al, the shoelace, then we were Zocha and Tfilin. So, there's some kesher between shoelace, you know, and should be connected to where you place your ritzua. So if we place our ritzua of our tefillin on our left arm, when it comes to tying, that's a righty puts his ritzua on his left arm. So when a righty wants to show preference for tying, he should show preference to his left, the same arm that the ritzua is on, which is his left arm. And the opposite for a lefty. Since the lefty's ritzua is on his right arm, and there's a connection maybe to Shroch Na'al for tying, so therefore, when a lefty wants to show kavod to give prominence to tying, he's gonna tie with his on his right hand. So if
doesn't
you
apply to women at all?
I think so.
I
think so. Because of tefillin. But I think it might, but I'm not sure.
Okay, if somebody's shoes, it
doesn't matter. Yeah. So if you wanted to play out what a righty should do when he puts on his shoes and ties his shoes, or takes off his shoes and unties, on the shoes, let's see if we just work with those principles. We can work it out. So source 16. So to sum up, a righty and a lefty. Which show, when putting on the shoe, would show prominence to the right side. But when it comes to tying the shoe, then you show prominence to the side that you're going to have your tefillin on. So that means most of us righties are going to show prominence with tying to the left side, while a lefty would show prominence with tying on the right side. So he was, I guess this was another principle that would work, meaning you're starting, that's right, a righty is going to start putting on a shoe. He wants to show prominence putting on, like he put his right arm in, he put his right leg in, so he's going to put his right shoe in. But now is he going to tie his right shoe? No, for tying, you want to show prominence to your left side, but you don't have your left shoe on yet. So after you put your right on, you're going to put your left shoe on. Now you can show prominence to tying on the left, and then you'll tie your right. That's what a righty would do. What would a righty...
You're already there.
What would a righty... what would we could stick with a righty. What would a righty do when he takes off? So again, if by taking off, you're going to take off, normally you would take, it would be the, if you're going to take off a shoe, then to show prominence to your right side, you're going to take your left off first. And if you're going to untie, a righty would untie on his right. on his right side first. So a righty, Shen, so using that principle, a righty, when he takes off, should untie his right, untie the left, take off the left, and then take off the right. Okay. But now let's talk about a lefty.
Because it's so complicated, so what go first?
But a lefty, I remember, you know, you said, you know, these are, you have to put this shear in perspective. I think I remember, but I can't be 1,000% sure. But I think I remember a sicha by Rabbi Amital, and Rabbi Amital was mentioning one of these halachos, and he said, you gotta put this in. You know, this is not Ikarei Emuna. This is a lot of Kabbalah. This is a lot of Kavanos and things that we should, you know. But this is not Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Mishpacha. And you know, you can't put it on the same level. But again, if we can try to do it the best way we can, then we try, you know, we can try. A lefty, then just work out the rules. A lefty puts on his right side, his right shoe first, because everyone puts on, just like he puts his right arm and his right leg, because he's showing prominence to his right body. The only thing that he wants to show prominence for is tying. Tying, he's going to do it on the same arm that he puts his tefillin on. His ritzuas are on his right arm, so a lefty would put his right shoe on, and then tie his right shoe, and then a lefty then would then put on his left shoe and tie his left shoe. And then taking it off, we can work it out the same thing. Which way? First, you have to untie. So he would untie his left, and then take off the left, and then he would untie his right and take off the right. So once you have the principles, I mean, I didn't memorize this. I was working it out as we're talking. But again, the principle would be that everyone, a righty or a lefty, shows prominence to his right side. So he put his right sleeve in, his right pants leg, his right shoe on. And the only difference would be is tying. Again, there might be this Gemara, maybe based on this Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva Eger maybe wanted to brace it on this Gemara of saying that we get the mitzvah of Ritzuas of Tzvillin based on Sroch. Now had something to do with tying. And therefore, you should show prominence to tying on the side that you put your ritzuas tefillin on. And with that principle, you can work out the details. Okay, let's go now to source 20, which is now we're going to talk about Havdalah, because that also gets a little slightly confusing, a little bit, but not too bad. So we already saw that. At least according to Ashkenazim, right? You would a righty would hold the kosher bracha in his right hand, while a lefty would hold the kosher bracha and the mitzvah in his left hand. The same thing, or any mitzvah object that you're making a bracha on, hold it in your more prominent hand. So we're going to hold that. That's rule principle one. The second principle would be is more from a Kabbalah aspect, and that's his source 20. And I quoted the Dr. Moshe. It says the Yeshlis when in Havdalah. For Bari Maria Aish, you should look the Yeshistaka Biyad Yamin. You should be looking at the nails of your right hand. People explain that the right hand is more referencing Olam Haba, while the left hand, we're going to get to this also with cutting nails, would be, left hand might be Olam Hazeh, and the nails are continually growing, let's say the right, so we're looking at the right hand, nails are continually growing, saying Olam Haba, so spiritual things, we want to continue to show the growth. And so therefore, we're going to look at the nails of our right hand to say that just the nails of the right hand, Olam Haba, spirituality, are continuing to grow. So too, our thoughts should be also, based on spiritual growth. Sure.
Can we take, 2 minutes to try to understand what's going on? Okay. Why, what is your feeling? Why did Halacha care if I took... Forget about the shoes. That's too far for me. I'll never understand that one.
Right.
But the lulav, why? Because it's stronger. It's my stronger hand, so I have more of an affinity for the mitzvah.
I'm not talking tonight. Right. The avodah should be done with your right hand. Kabbalah and zrika all should be done with the right hand.
What's your understanding? Because It's your stronger hand, so you care more about it, and there shows you.
So the, I mean, we saw in source 2, the Mishmar says, Hatam Mishum Chashivus. So he thought that by holding the Chetzes Shel Mitzvah in your more Chashiv hand, then you're giving Chashivus to the to that Chetzes Shel Mitzvah, you know,
you
to the.
Practically, you control it better when you're doing different things in the Avoda, right? Am I going to do the Avoda in my left hand, which I have less control, etc., less strength, and all this? So
the Avoda, you're okay,
you can say practically.
Everything. If you're gonna draw a beautiful poem, try to draw a long picture. If you're writing, you draw with your right hand. If you're left, you're drawing. It's not. If you want it to come out the best you could possibly come out, you're gonna come out with your dominant hand that you have the most dexterity with and the most.
So you're saying, even when I hold the Kol Shel Bracha, I want to do it the best I can. And therefore, I should go with my right hand. I just need to break.
Okay. Sounds good. So now let's go back to Havdalah. So how should, with these two principles of holding the Kol Shel Bracha or the mitzvah object in your more prominent hand, but then looking at your fingernails for Bar Mirah of your right hand. So you're going to start off source 21. I'm a righty, so I'm going to hold Va'ocheis Hayayin B'Yamin, and then it's saying V'Hadas B'Smol. Hold the Hadasim in the because it also wants to say that all of Havdalah, all the different aspects of Havdalah should be done al hakos. So al hakos. So,
and then you look at your finger.
Okay, so we're gonna see what to do. So hold the kos in my. I'm talking about righties. Hold the kos in your right hand. Hold the besamim in your left hand. And then when it comes for Bari Mine Besamim, switch hands, because you're making the bracha on the Besamim, now hold the Besamim in your right hand. Then I could put down the Besamim, and while I'm still holding the kos in my left hand, do Bari Mara Esh with my right hand, then put the kos back into the right hand, and finish Havdalah.
And that's why people could have someone else hold them there.
Because
you can't hold the nair at that point.
And do the coast.
You could put it down. Uh-huh. Then you have a problem.
Because yeah. You're not doing the coast. Oh, you want to do Bar Mirah also over al ha-coast. So that would be for a righty. What should a lefty do? A lefty would hold the Kol Shel Bracha, and this will be in source. The next verse, I think it's going to be 22. He's going to hold the Kol Shel Bracha in his left hand. He's going to hold the Bari Mei Besamim in his right hand. And when it comes to Besamim, he's then going to switch and hold the Besamim in his left hand, Kos in his right hand, because that's going to be the more prominent hand. When he makes Bari Mei Besamim, hold that in his left hand. And then he will switch back right away, put the Kos back into his left hand, so he can use his right hand for Borei Morei Ha'esh, and continue the benching, the Havdalah, with already the kos in his left hand. So that was just a Havdalah, what a righty should do and what a lefty should do. Source 24 and 25 is going to talk about now what happens when you want to sort of stop a mitzvah. Okay, so if our right side is showing more prominence when we're doing a mitzvah, so source 24 says, if at the end of Shemana Esrei, where I'm now leaving, source 24 was taking off the Tefillin Shel Rosh. When you're taking off the Tefillin Shel Rosh, so take it off, a righty should take off the Tefillin Shel Rosh with his left hand to show that he's reluctant to take the Tefillin Shel Rosh off. The same thing in source 25, at the end of Shemana Esrei, when you take your three steps back, bow to... Start with your left foot to show that you're hesitant to leave Amida Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was source 25. What?
And the opposite
when
you
three steps forward, you start with your right.
You start with your right.
Correct. The, okay, source 26 is talking about, when you're Makadesh, a woman, and you're giving her the ring. So I don't know if this is really, if I can make a klal, then a nesina for a righty, it's really magdir as a nesina only if you do it with your right hand. I think it's also a ksiva is only considered ksiva for a righty when he does it with his right hand. Because when we do it with a left, it's a shinui and vice versa. So if a righty is it's saying if you look at source 27, it says the source 26, the Ber Heitev, says you should give the ring with your right hand, and the chasan and the kala should receive it in her right hand. That's how you are makadesh your woman. However, the source 27, Rami Min, says that a left-handed person should give the ring with his left hand, and the left-handed kala should receive the ring with her left hand. And however, the source 28, this is all in the Kuntres by Pesach Kroin, he quoted the Debrasina Rav and said that if the kala, even if she's left-handed, but if she's going to wear the ring on her right hand, then she should receive the ring on her right hand. Not sure, you know, so those were things that at least I saw in this Kuntres. Source 29, oh, just like I said, giving with your right hand, and you know, for a righty, or giving with your left hand if you're a lefty, for Kedushin, it talks about a sofer who's a righty has to, if he's writing tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, he has to write with his right hand, and it's saying, iter yad smoldi de havi yamin, and a lefty should write with his left hand. Source 30 and the next few are going to talk about an idea in Kabbalah, in the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed. I just actually looked at this just this past week. I was looking at a Chumash of a Chabad Chumash, and they drew out this. And so the right side was Chesed, the left side was Gvura, and then the middle axis was Tiferes. And that's how, but the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed. So because of that, when a person takes three steps back and bows and says, Oseh Shalom Bimramav, he should first begin to bow to his left side because he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's bowing to the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the side of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next source in 31 says when a person gets an aliyah and makes a baruch and says Baruch Hu, and you know, and makes a baruch, he should also say Baruch Hu by looking and leaning a little bit to the left side, because he's saying Baruch Hu to the side of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu
Right.
For Shemana Esrei, I understand because it's Amida Lifnei Hashem. So you're davening Mul. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be your kavana.
And like that Gemara.
You know. So and then for the Aliyah also. And Aliyah so that would be for the Aliyah too. There is also other sources when you're washing, let's say Negel Vasa was the next source in 32 in the morning. Yeah. So again, filling the cup with the right, putting in the left, and pouring the water on the right, because we want to show that the left hand, the Midas Hadin, is subservient to the Midas Chesed Misarachimim of Hashem's right hand. So that's why you pour the water with your left hand onto your right hand. You see in source 33, Kadesh Gaba Yamin Shu Chesed Al Smol Shuhu Din. And that would apply to a lefty too, because again, we're talking about Hashem's sides of Chesed and Din. What's the next one? When Kohanim Duchin, they should have their right hand slightly higher than their left hand. Again, I think it's the concept of Chesed winning out over Din. And then lastly, I guess, was when you close your eyes for Shema, and all these halachas are the same for righties and lefties. It said you should cover eyes with your right hand. So I think, you cover eyes for kavana, not to be distracted, but there might be some aspect of Kabbalah's Olmach Shamayim at this time, and, so focus on your right side, which is Midas HaChesed, possibly, when you're being Makabal Olmach Shamayim. Source 36 is going to jump to a pasuk that says Yeshayahu, when he had a nevuah, so he saw the satan standing on the right side of the Kohen Yeshua Kohen Gadol. So he says Vasatan omen ad yumino l'satno, and therefore if the satan is on the right side, therefore when you blow shofar, you want to blow it and confuse the satan right there on the right, and therefore blow it. It's better to blow your shofar out of the right side of your mouth. This came to cutting nails, 38. So if I mention that the left hand is representative more of Olam Hazeh, and we said the nails, they want to say, are the extra growth of the nails that you're about to cut, Amayutarot, are these extra luxuries of Gashmias that we're trying to cut off of this world, and so therefore start cutting the nails. Symbolically, you're cutting off the extra Gashmias of this world and start with with your left hand. That was source 38. Source 39 was a source that says when you give tzedakah, give with your right hand. Maybe that's also Midasach Hesed. Source 40 was saying that when you give a bracha to your children Friday night, and if you're makbid to give the bracha with one hand, do it with your right hand. We know that when it comes to brachos from Yosef, we know that the right hand maybe gives a stronger bracha. Source 41 is quoting a pasuk in Tehillim that says Nitzva Shegel Mincha. It says that the queen stands at attention to your right side, so therefore a kala under the chuppah should be standing to the right of the chassan, just like a queen standing to the right. And then the last sources, source 43, is going to talk about a principle from Maseches Yuma, Daf Nun Ches, that says shekol pinot she'ata poneh lo yu ela derech yamin. When you're going to turn, so Chazal, and you have a choice, Chazal say, turn to the right. So therefore, in source 44, when we're doing the nanuim of the lulav, we turn to the right when we do our nanuim. When a kohen turns to duchen, he turns to the right to face the kahal, and he continues to turn to the right to face the bima afterwards. They're turning to the right. The source 46 is a little confusing. Was talking about hagba. So hagba. So the Mishnah Berurah says Yaakov Mizrach Ladorom. He's actually going to say turn to the right, because again with this principle of ko ponashata. But I wasn't sure if he was, if they were saying give prominence because you should turn to the right, or if the right side should see it first. So therefore, a Svardi, Mizrach LaDarom. So I think there they were facing. If they're facing, if I'm facing Mizrach, this is north, northeast, south. West. So if I'm facing east, so to my right is going to be Darom. It's going to be south. No, I think it was just. I think it's just turning to your right, which in most cases there, when you're davening Mizrach, is going to be to turning to your right. Because I think it might make more sense when you're. I understand. I guess you get both. If you're a Sephardi Sefer Torah, so then you turn to your right. Mm-hmm. So then the right side. Not only are you turning to the right, but the right side sees it first. Does anybody know in an Ashkenazi when you do Hagba, is it more proper to turn you to your right? Or is it more printer? It is. Okay, so then it's. And then forget what I said. So it's Yaakov Mizrach, because for this principle, turn to the right. So even though the left hand of the shul is going to see it first, and that's not the principle that's working here. We're talking about your turning. So therefore, turn to the right. Okay, so then, that's was clarified.
Boi v'shalom too, Friday
nights. Right. People say that. So to turn to the right. Turn to the right. Source 47, would they use this principle when you're turning to the right when lighting candles? So on the third night, you light 3, 2, 1 because you're turning, I guess, to the right as you're lighting the candles. The last three, we're just talking about anatomical, and that's why there's no difference between righties and lefties. That's talking about Heseba. Again, it's not, I think, so there, the Chazal felt that the they felt that the windpipe was slightly to the left of the trachea, the windpipe was slightly to the left of the food pipe, and therefore when you lean to the left, the epiglottis, which covers it, would lean to the left, cover up the wind pipe, right, and therefore you won't choke, because therefore the food will go down the food pipe. I think, go down the esophagus. I think in reality, I look at it more front back, where the trachea is in front of the esophagus, and therefore when you eat, the epiglottis just closes over the trachea and the food slides over that right into your esophagus, to your stomach. But that they felt it was a little tilted to the left, so therefore it leaned to the left so the epiglottis covers it, covers the windpipe, and you won't choke. I don't know, it might be. I look at it more as front back, but they obviously felt it was slightly to the left. The same thing when you tear kriya for a parent is over the lave, or on Yerushalayim, or Arei Yehuda, Bechor Bana, you tear over the lave, so that would be the same. That's an anatomic thing. That would be the same for a righty and a lefty. They talk about holding the tzitzis opposite the lave, so also a lefty should hold the tzitzis, and it can hold it in his left hand next to his lave.
So that.
Okay, and then we use that principle of the left.
Right.
Okay.
That's one of the classic dictionary definitions of what's left. What is left? One of the.
I'm sorry. I paid
one of the classic dictionary definitions.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Is that side of their body?
Yeah.
Which is closest to where the heart is.
Uh huh.
Because how else do you say left or right? How do you define left or right?
Uh-huh. What about Sephardim? What about Sephardim? Is it? With lulav? Because the Shulchan Aruch said that you don't have a chance, or any chesed shel mitzvah.
I know that the nanonim are completely different.
Right. I see this right. They have that.
You face to the south. Left turn is much longer.
If a lefty held a kosher bracha for Sephardim, Sephardi lefty, does he hold it in his right hand or does he hold it in his left hand?
I'm a Sephardi lefty. I have no idea. I've always held it in my left hand.